Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
With Travis Bowles.
He traded a Hulkbuster for that.
I go and see the doctor and he says, hey, you got to lose some weight. He told me he wants to put me on some weight loss pill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, sign me up for that shit.
Pete McCarthy.
If you don't pull out like a 1994 S10 pickup out of that box, you got that opinion is wrong, Steven. Nothing you can say makes that not wrong. I'm literally chewing Travis's fecal matter. I'm swallowing it down so I can keep talking. All right?
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
I could arm wrestle her, and then I could beat her, and I could probably impress her because she'd be like, wow, this guy's even tougher than the Mandalorian. I don't know why it says bullpen.
That's where the artists and writers will sit in a bullpen. Yes,
oh, you couldn't say that nowadays. It'd have to be bulls and cows. I think I am this show. All right, everybody, welcome to a special episode. We're calling this one Further Down the Road to episode 200. We're making progress. We're getting there. Wheels are turning. Full of gas.
Now, I'm going to stop you right there.
What?
We are going to start this episode out with why you're so incredibly stupid. I'm sorry, Cara Dune is...
We're going to go there now.
Right now. Right out of the gate. I don't even want you to... You don't deserve to finish your intro.
She's built like a barrel.
Oh,
you
my
like
God.
That?
Oh, dude. She's curvy in all the right spots.
A juicy, yeah. Sweet.
Oh, my God.
She's definitely a chick that I could land in real life. I don't want my stars.
Oh, my God.
I don't want stars looking
more,
like that.
Oh, my God. That's more outlandish than you saying that she's not sexy. You could
average.
Land her in real
she's
life.
She's just average. Average girl. She probably got a guy stunt double because she moves like a man. She's got a strong jaw. She's got shoulders as broad as me.
Well, strong no jaws means
nobody
stuff to guys
has
that actually
no.
Like
big
old jobs.
Round hips.
No.
Short legs. Flat butt. There's nothing about her that's good in a fantasy world good. In a Hollywood good. Now, if I see her walking down the street and see him skiing, I'm going to be like, hey, baby, I hit it.
Oh, my God.
But you compare her. Remember this whole thing started, not just knocking Cara Dune. This whole thing started with me doing a list of the hottest Star Wars females. So she was being compared to the likes of Padme, to young Carrie Fisher, to that new
that's
chick.
It. That's
who's
the
new
entire,
chick?
That's the entire amount of women in Star
Jyn Erso,
Wars.
Or no. Well, Jyn Erso was on the list. Rey was on the list.
Jen might actually be one of the hottest.
Admiral Holdo?
I hate that bitch. But and then so she was put in the category with them, and everybody was like, oh, Cara Dune's the hottest. That's how this all started. This didn't just start me coming on here and slamming Cara Dune because I thought she was...
Natalie Portman is
number one.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, let's do this. Who's your number one? Who is your number one Star Wars?
Oh, it's Padme.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's Natalie Portman.
I think it's Natalie Portman.
Yeah,
Portman. Kyle says Portman. Yeah.
I would really love to say another one, but because Travis is a useless fucking piece of shit. He hasn't seen the most recent episode of The Mandalorian, so.
Yeah, but I mean, she is.
Well, she's brand new. I wasn't even considering her at this point.
Yeah,
she wasn't considered at that point because she wasn't.
Right, no, I would always put her in my top 10. Actually, Cody, who's your number one Star Wars chick?
He probably knows three.
That is a good question. I have to think on that one.
Anakin's mom.
Shmi.
Man, Ayla Secura.
Yeah, Amy Allen. She's hot.
Man.
She's also 80.
No, she's not.
I mean,
she's not Cara Dune hot, but she's hot.
In my opinion, every single one of these women that we've discussed is ahead of Cara Dune.
No.
But yet there was people on there being like...
Who isn't? Anakin's mom.
Did you see Deadpool?
Yeah, she was a big bull-looking girl too. I don't like my women to be more masculine than me. I know you guys like that, but not, I don't.
Yeah, she's curvy, man.
She's not more masculine.
She's not curvy though. She's straight. Look at her.
I bet she smells like sweat and honey.
You need to get on the fucking Google. Mm.
And
do you look at the pictures realize, that are out there?
You realize she's wearing armor in The Mandalorian, right?
Yeah, and yeah. I bet you they had to up it a couple sizes because she wasn't fitting into last season's.
No. Well, I mean, that was a noticeable difference, but still.
I guess I don't have a problem with her getting thicker.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with her getting thicker either. I just don't think she's hot. And people rag on me because they attack me personally because I don't think she's hot. Like, I have to think she's hot. They're like, no, Steve, you can't have that opinion. You have to think, or you're a piece of shit. No, I don't. I can think she's not hot. I have that right.
I totally agree. You can think. Yeah.
You can have that right. You have that opinion. It's the wrong opinion, but you can have it.
And that's totally fine. And you can get in a rowboat with Gary Rickelman, and you guys can just be wrong about shit together.
Yeah.
Throw Matt Rodriguez in there, too, because he doesn't like Cara Dune because other people do, and he can't like someone other people else.
And.
You know what I mean?
And
I'm not watching The Mandalorian. I'm not doing it. He's making memes. How many people? I have never seen one episode of The Mandalorian. How many of my friends can share this? Hopefully that rowboat with you and Rickelman and Rodriguez is going back to Cuba where he
actually
fucking
Rodriguez
came from.
Is caught up on this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I talked to him about it.
Oh wow.
And I think and I do not think Cara Dune doesn't the character does nothing for me.
I will tell you this her episode this one I didn't like her.
It's
almost like they did it on purpose just to fill it.
Yeah, it was
that was
just
a filler
kinda,
episode. I'm like, you got 10 of these episodes, and two of them already have been kind of filler.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I like the episode. I just didn't care for her character in it.
There's nothing about her that, to me, is appealing. I don't like her acting's not that good.
Yeah.
Her character itself is like, so?
Yeah, but how objective can you be knowing that you already don't like the casting?
Women
and,
in general?
Yeah. I do not dislike Gina Carano. As I mean, there's nothing that she's. I haven't seen anything. I know she got into herself into some political trouble.
Yeah, but that stuff.
But that's
is all
nothing.
Garbage. Yeah, no one cares about.
I don't
that
know.
Stuff.
I mean, I don't know enough about her to dislike or like. The only thing was is when I posted the pictures, everyone attacked me because I didn't put Gina Carano at the top, and everybody. And I'm like, bullshit. I don't have to think that
it's,
that chubby
it's
little
not about
guy
at the top.
Is freaking hot.
It's giving credit where credit's due.
What's her? What does she deserve?
She doesn't deserve
she can
the bottom.
Out-eat me hamburgers, probably.
She doesn't deserve the bottom, Steve.
Shmi I think
deserves
she does.
The bottom.
No, she does not.
No, she does not.
On the list that I made.
Oh, yes. The list you made, I would agree.
There.
Yes.
Padme and young Carrie Fisher. That's your list. And then
he's got her at the bottom of the list?
Yeah, Jyn Erso.
But out of six hot chicks?
Rey.
Oh, I put her
ahead
of.
You think Rey is better looking than.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my God. Rey is a long-haired 2x4.
I like Rey.
You want to talk about
she's cute.
Being masculine? She's built like my brother.
I would say Portman, Young, Carrie Fisher, Cara Dune.
Okay, wait. Hit me with Young. I don't know who that is.
Slave Leia
young Carrie Fisher?
From Return of the Jedi.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was
young
thinking
Carrie
were,
Fisher.
I don't mean like 6-year-old Carrie Fisher.
No, I thought you meant Young
whoa,
like that was a last name.
Yeah.
You were saying names,
oh, okay.
So I thought Young was a name, an actress's
no,
name.
No, no, no.
No, Carrie Fisher was beautiful.
Yeah. I put her number 2. I put Cara Dune number 3, and then Rey, and then Jyn Erso.
Really? See, I
oh, see, Jyn's above Rey.
When I've seen now in the show, Jyn never was portrayed as hot. But if you look at pictures of that
pretty,
model, she's beautiful.
But I also was comparing the characters.
True.
If you remember, it was like
right because that
the real
that's,
people.
That's
oh,
what
well,
a real homo does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I want to know about their personality.
No, we're not talking about cup size. We're talking about acting chops.
Because I will admit, Cara Dune, 50 pounds ago, wasn't bad.
Right.
50? Wasn't bad. She wasn't bad 50
she wasn't
pounds
bad.
Ago. No.
I mean, she still is kind of a straight, you know.
You're so weird with your body proportions.
Short-legged.
Yeah.
So weird.
I'm surprised he's not wagging
look
a sausage finger
at you.
Look
behind
you
at that superhero art.
No,
That is what...
I totally understand, but what I guess the hard part for me
see,
is...
See, that's the problem.
It's not
you
realistic.
Keep saying stupid shit like that, Travis.
Like part?
Well, I agree with you, or I understand,
no,
or
no,
I get it.
But
you just need to shut the fuck up, because he doesn't need your help to be a steaming pile of douche.
I am attracted to all body styles. Like, I like short
dudes.
Yeah. Penises.
Dwarfs. You know?
Line them up.
Hey,
line them up.
There's nothing wrong with a good little person.
Line them up, buddy.
There's no fucking way you can tell me that Ray is better looking than
I
that.
I agree. She looks great there.
It's Gina Carano.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
That ain't what she looks like now.
I know, but she's getting older. I mean, that happens. It's going to happen to Jen, too. It's going to happen
to... Okay, so I'm hot, then, because I was hot when I was young.
I think you're hot because I like your personality.
Thank you. That's
honestly, you're the ugliest person I've ever met because I know what's inside your heart. Like you know what? Honestly, I would put Rocky from Mask above you when it comes to physical beauty.
Damn.
You know what? My top three: Rocky, and then Sloth from the Goonies, wow.
and then Jason from like Friday the 13th Part 3.
Oh, three.
Yeah, like
going there.
Yeah,
the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah,
he's on there.
His lack of ability to grasp
Corky
logic.
Corky from Life Goes On, as far as
makes this mean
goes.
Nothing to me. Like, I'm like, you don't even know which way's up and down, obviously. Because by your logic, I'm going to get compared by my 18-year-old self.
I'm just saying, you can't, we don't judge Carrie Fisher by the end of her
role. Oh, my God, I put young Carrie Fisher on there, but we can't judge 2 years ago Gina Carano. Yes. Because not only is he a steaming pile of douche and a misogynist, he's a fucking hypocrite,
too. You can't compare an old lady to a woman that's 30 years younger than her, but you can compare her 30-year-old younger self to each other.
Yeah.
So that's a lot. He doesn't even get it. How do you even put socks on in the morning?
Old man Kyle's looking like, what the fuck is Steve talking about right now? I'm not the crazy one in this room.
I think old man Kyle gets it. You understand what I just say. You cannot compare Gina Carano and her age now to old Carrie Fisher. I mean, you can, but it would be stupid to do it because it's like, okay, well, obviously.
Right, Gina Carano's not. I understand the point that Pete's making. We can't put 19-year-old or 22-year-old slave Leia Carrie Fisher, and then you can't say that 2 years ago Gina Carano was.
So this is what we have to do then. We have to compare
when they were in
Gina
Star Wars.
Carano of at the time of young Leia, and that's her. Because she's inside his ball sack still. That's her dad. So that's how we have to do it. So Gina Carano's dad is better looking than Slave Leia. I don't think so, personally.
You got to compare them when they were in Star Wars at their best.
Okay, that was last year for Gina Carano. If you want to say that was when she's best. She's only been in one episode
this
season.
The problem is, Kyle, he's going to keep changing it until it meets what he's trying to say.
Yeah, parameters.
He's just failing miserably.
This. You're just blind. You just don't even know what hot is. You don't know what attractive is. It's a good thing I'm here. Okay. You know what?
Yeah, the listeners
agree. You always say, Steve's talented, wish I could draw like him. I think you can draw like
nobody
him.
Says
you
they,
just don't
no,
know what looks good.
Nobody says they
you're probably very talented,
like you,
but you have no idea what the fuck. You're like, oh, hey, Bob, that looks like shit. Yeah, because that's how you think is hot. That's what you think is beautiful.
Thanks, UPS guy.
Wow. You know, okay, so here's my... here's my thing that I'm going to defend Steve just a little bit.
Of course he is.
Is there music for Defenders of Steven?
Steven
we should play.
They're quiet. They're mute.
Talking
it's
about...
It's Two Live Crews, pop that pussy.
Steve is talking about that person in that role during that Star Wars movie. We're talking about what they look like outside
no,
of...
No, I'm not. I'm not talking
I know,
about...
I know you're not. You love Cara Dune. I get it. But I think we're struggling with that because we can obviously see that these women are hot or have been hot or could be hot again if they choose to be. Or they're hot right now if that's what you like. But we are forgetting that Steve is talking about straight up that look that time.
Okay, here it is. Ray, Gina Carano, side by side, you can plow one of them with no repercussions and they're going to let you.
Wait, I'm going to plow Gina Carano.
Really?
All day.
Right. Today and yesterday.
Yeah.
Two different movies. I'm gonna plow Gina Carano back in Slave Leia time over Rey. Current Rey.
Okay. And you know what? That's great, guys. I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're into dudes. I support that. What did Travis just do?
He just slayed one.
We need
down.
To put Travis's ass on mic.
Yeah.
Now that we've got 8 slots, you we need to have like a mic that sits under
but
his
you
chair.
Don't normally hear it. That's the
Jeez, oh, frights.
You don't smell that?
Pete's preparing.
No, I don't smell it.
Oh, my
it.
God. Somebody give me COVID.
We can't get him to wear a mask when
I can't even get
it
anymore.
Store, but he'll put a mask when Travis shits.
Yeah.
He's got a shirt wrapped around his
head.
I
wear a mask in the store? What are you talking about?
It was a joke. Sometimes you got to lie.
You're welcome.
I'm surprised he's not doing it right disgusting. Now. Ha ha ha! Squirt, 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 squirt. I don't smell that. It's yeah.
Oh my god! That way
to totally clear my mind because I had no idea what we were talking about.
You're welcome.
Segway. Back to the intro.
Segway.
So you guys have the right to do whatever you want. The fact of the matter is, I was maliciously attacked by the fan base for my choice to not dig Cara Dune, so I had to defend myself.
It's not about you whether or not you dig her. It's about not putting her appropriately on a list.
Oh, I have to put her appropriately according to you.
According to everybody, Steve. It's not.
No, not everybody. I'm a person. I'm part of everybody.
You just said multiple people attacked you. The majority typically isn't wrong, except for that whole Trump fiasco 4 years ago.
So if I, not that I really want to change gears on you guys, but I do have to tell you this before I forget it. So I get a text this morning from my mother-in-law.
Was it at 7 a.m., you fucker?
It's at 8:30. That sounded like there's some anger there.
Oh, you fucking woke me up. One goddamn day I get to sleep in, and my phone goes off. Travis, it's 7 o'clock. I'm wide awake.
I was live.
I know you were live. I was live. Fucker.
I was live for the Patreon people, and man, I absolutely loved that video. I don't know if you guys got a chance to watch it, but I went live while Heidi was asleep.
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
That wasn't this morning.
No,
it was 2 days ago.
And I kid you not, she was so
she slapped the fuck out of him like 4 times.
Okay, anyway, if you want to see that, you got to be a Patreon member. We'd love to have you, so jump on. You can find that on any of our Facebook sites, pinned to the top. So anyway, I get a message from my mother-in-law, who I think we've talked about it on the podcast, but she is very conservative. Okay?
Yeah.
What does she think about Cara Dune?
So when she texts you and says...
Too much skin in the latest episode. You can see her elbows.
Watching one of your podcasts.
Uh-oh. What? No.
Who are the boys?
Oh, the boys.
Oh. Well, I got a book for you, Ma.
So she literally is on YouTube watching the boys.
No.
Man, oh. That's dangerous.
So she immediately texts us, and I start thinking, oh, my God, what things did I say about her daughter in that episode?
No.
I'm giving her a Patreon login, a free membership.
Yeah, free membership.
Membership on the house.
Yep. Here, you want to hear some stuff?
Also, if you want any tips on what to say or not, just ask me. The F word really needs to go. You guys are crazy, though.
Yeah. Okay, that free membership just got pulled.
No, oh, fuck that.
The F word needs to go.
The F word needs to go.
I said, The Boys is an adult comic book with a TV show based on it. It's graphic with sexual content. She
the
goes,
best kind.
Yeah, I'm sure. Also must address the F word on your show.
She's going back to
back
that
to
F
back?
Word. You know what's so funny is the F word is not the worst things we say on the show.
No, not even
not even close.
If we had no swearing on our show, it would still be adult content.
Oh, it'd be horrible. It would be horrible. Like, I don't... Like, sometimes I think about the fact that after I'm gone, this will be what I leave behind. And
are you going up to Alpena again?
This is what people are going to remember you by.
Yeah, this is it.
Your kids are going to go, hey, we're gonna fire up the old... whatever they're going to be calling it then. And start playing Grandpa. We're going to share some memories about Grandpa.
Yeah. And it'll be the episode where I'm talking about how I can't shit in a toilet seat unless it's the right shape.
I want you guys to go live at my funeral, just so you know.
I would do it.
I know you will.
I probably will be dead prior.
Right.
Oh, I don't even want
rocking,
to think
rocking it. Fucking Crocs.
All my Crocs on.
Hey, thanks for tucking your shirt in at my funeral, dick.
I'll be walking around, and I'll be going to Pete's people. I'll be like, hey, we're live.
Say a little something to the camera.
Get off me, fucker.
Where are you live at? I want to watch it. Well, you got to go to My Wife is Going to Kill Me. There's currently 3 people watching right now.
Wow. Episode 1000 is the live episode from my diabetic funeral.
Oh, $2,000. Oh, you're kidding. Try $299.
I keep hearing like a little vibration. I wonder if it's from
That's
this
my
new...
phone.
Is it? Is it going off a lot?
Well, yeah, because I'm a businessman.
Because he's a baller.
Wow.
It's Doug in the Lord's Day. Who's texting you, Jesus?
Yeah. Cody, who's your number one Star Wars girl?
I would probably say the girl from Rogue One.
Yeah, buddy, Jyn. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, if you've never looked Jyn Erso up and looked at her photos, I don't even know her real name.
Something.
She is absolutely
something. You're absolutely right.
I can't think of it. I totally blanked up.
She's absolutely beautiful.
Hey, Cody.
Yeah.
Where does Gina Carano fit for you? Like near the bottom or near the top or?
And there's only one right answer, by the way.
No, no, no. You say what you want. If you're into dudes, it's cool.
What did Pete say again?
Padme, Natalie Portman.
Oh, yeah. Where is she, like, on the scale of everyone else, you're saying?
Yes.
Like, is she not on? Is she anywhere higher than the bottom between Rey, between Jyn Erso, between
any of the main characters?
Natalie Portman and young Princess Leia.
I would say all of those are better.
See, Cody, me and you.
You know, and honestly, I was just going to start to like say what bad taste you have, but I've seen your girlfriend and she's a 10, so
See?
I can't really argue that.
Just by the way, Cody, I wouldn't take a compliment from Pete on what your girlfriend looks like to heart because, I mean, that's... He really doesn't know what beauty is. I think she's bad, though, so that should be a consolation.
You don't think she's bad, though.
Yeah.
You know, honestly,
you should have just stopped with you and I are on the same page because...
I
now
don't think
you
she's
are
bad,
fucking,
though.
Yeah.
Hey, Cody, your girlfriend's really pretty, but her boobs are a little bit too big for my liking. Yeah. So, you know...
Her hair's
like
too long.
I like mine a little bit flatter, like Ray. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
when I'm hitting it from behind, I want to be able to. Yeah, it could be.
Boobs
a
are overrated
boy.
Anyway.
Hey, also Steve.
Boobs are overrated.
Yeah,
we're getting a like a high pitched noise on the YouTube audio.
Really?
I'm not sure what that is, but
I don't. I just don't know why you gotta be.
I tried to segue. I tried to move the show.
I don't know
along.
How to fix that because.
I wonder if somebody's gain is too loud. Paused!
All right, everybody. Producer Cody came in here, fixed everything up. We were having some distortion, some news on the. Or some issues on the YouTube end, but.
I thought it was a plate in my head, but apparently that's good.
Back from the war?
Yeah. Civil War.
All right.
There was nothing civil about that war.
Damn, we jumped right into stuff. We didn't even do introductions.
We didn't.
I don't think we need to.
I don't think we need to either.
Old man Kyle's here. Everybody knows old man Kyle.
Yeah.
There's no point. Everybody knows our fat asses.
Producer Cody on the mic.
Producer Cody.
Yep, everything's sounding a lot better.
Nice.
Yeah.
Man.
Man, look what happens with teamwork.
Oh, man, we are
a
team.
I've heard it makes the dream work.
I think it does. Makes
Trav's contribution for the next 10 years was figuring out that
I don't know if you guys remember, but I'm the one that plugged the cords into the right spot.
Hey, what do you want to do for episode? What do you want to do for our live show for episode 400? I'd like to go ahead and remind everybody that I fixed that high-pitched squeal that one time.
Remember, nobody could figure out how to fix that high-pitched squeal, and I fixed that.
Back when Kyle was still in his 50s. I'm going to fucking ride that train.
Well, did you? Pete probably didn't hear this. You did not hear my Hallmark rant, did you?
I don't know when you do it.
Last episode when you.
But you were not there. You left after Patreon.
I did.
Well, I have a little update.
Oh, amendum.
Addendum. You were waiting. You were waiting. You were waiting for him.
He took the word
so you could say
even if he would have said amendment, it
Jesus
would have been better.
Christ, Trav.
But he's combined the two.
Oh my God!
Addendum and amendment.
Amendum.
It came with addendant. Addendum. You know, like the
he was waiting.
So excited.
He was so excited.
Oh my God!
He was just waiting for that to drop.
So Courtney heard my rant.
Oh my God! He's an idiot.
I can't wait to hear.
Courtney
this.
Heard my rant.
Yes.
And she didn't like it too much.
It was this rant was about Hallmark Christmas movies.
How not to let your wife watch them because they raise high expectations.
Instead of just walking out of the room or turning it off, he sat and critiqued the entire show.
Oh, he loves them.
And
isn't there one about Christmas shoes? My mom used to watch it multiple times every Christmas,
There's
and I remember always coming home, and she'd be crying.
Like, what are you doing? In the Christmas shoes. And I'm like, why do you keep watching this?
So give us your amendum.
That was before she died. She doesn't cry anymore because she's dead.
Give us the adamantium.
So she heard me. Hopefully you listeners will know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's near the end of our last episode, The Road to 200, where, you know, I speak of the high expectations that are, you know, implied.
Jose, do you know what you speak of?
By Hallmark Christmas shows. So, you know, I'm talking, she's hearing me talk about how the house is decorated nice and everything else, and she's like, and how the guys are, you know, they're in there and they're always just kissing the woman's ass and working hard for her, and then she decides she wants some other joker, and that's perfectly fine that she freaking is a slut and has a freaking affair on the guy that's working back home.
And I thought I told long stories.
How many times, and you know,
blah, blah,
I don't
blah,
think
blah.
It's
Shut
whether
up.
Or not
I
Steve
oh my God,
got
I just
cheated
fucking
on.
Hate this shit.
I think it's how
you
many
know,
times
you know, I can't
got
get anywhere
on.
When I do this stuff
just
because
get
he has
to it.
I can't.
Steve, with all due respect, you weren't doing that well before I said anything. So I put an extra hole in your already sinking boat. I'm sorry. But if you did us through Steve's eyes for something about, and you went on this big cheater thing, and I just feel like it's really personal, like you got cheated on a lot, and I feel bad. And I wanted to apologize that you got cheated on.
Guys like me don't get cheated on.
Well, why are you so upset about people getting cheated on in fake movies?
I'm just saying, why am I upset about it? Because it's projecting that it's okay. But this isn't what the point I'm trying
okay,
to make.
Yeah,
what is the point? That's what we're all
I'm
waiting
trying
for.
To get there.
Get there.
Look at all the people on YouTube are waiting with belated
all
breath.
All five of them.
As Trav would say.
Belated breath.
Belated breath.
All right.
So. She brought up the fact of how I commented about how well the houses are decorated and these guys are all like romantic and blah, blah, blah. And she says, well, she just doesn't think that that's very too much to ask. Maybe I could try a little harder. Do you know what I told her?
I can't wait to hear what you
said. I said, you ever notice that the women in these are always like in there listening to Christmas carols in a good mood with their hair done, their makeup on, nice clothes on, cooking fucking, making cookies, putting frosting on stuff, and they're all jolly, and there's always a happy mom that's always got some good advice for her fucking daughter or something, and she's just in there with Christmas music playing, and she looks beautiful, and they're all freaking hot. Well, maybe I should start expecting some stuff, huh? No more pajamas when you're cooking. I want you to go in the house, in the bathroom, put your makeup on, do something with yourself, like these women on here. And then maybe I'll start doing the same thing. And we could just have this all the time. We can have this life, this Hallmark life. But you're going to have to do some work, too.
And now I'm sleeping on the couch.
Actually, what he said was, yes, dear, I'll try harder.
All these hot chicks in there, lipstick on, but they're cooking a turkey. Yeah, right. Bullshit. They probably wearing freaking nice panties and stuff, too. Probably got a negligee underneath that or something, so that when the guy gets in there and
a negligee.
Well, at least he said negligent and close. I mean, Trav would have said negligence.
Have you bought her? I understand what you're saying about you don't want her cooking in pajamas.
I don't care.
We're in a skin.
But if she's going to hold me to a standard,
no, I understand. But how about let me ask you this: does she have pajamas that you would like to see her cook in?
Yeah, no pajamas.
Actually, you know those, I don't know why, but I don't know if you guys are getting this too. On my Facebook feed, I keep getting these onesie pictures with the back, there's like a flap on the ass, and it's partially open, so you can kind of see a butt cheek and stuff. It really turns me on.
It is hot.
Yeah, why is that so hot? She's like all covered.
Oh, I thought you meant for yourself. I'm sorry.
No.
It's about the imagination.
Yeah. I know.
A lot of times it's what you don't see that can be the big turn on because it leaves a little bit to the imagination.
I was like, really? And I told my wife, I'm like, I'm going to get you these. And she goes, why? And I'm like, it's hot. And she's like, why?
Because realistically, honey, it opens up to the really only part I need. So.
No, she's like, having a flap so a girl can take a dump is hot? That's what she says to me.
So as long as it's on my chest.
I'm like, what? No. It's that flap is to flip down so you can hit it from behind. She says, no, that's not what it's meant for. And I'm like, oh, bullshit.
That's what I'd use it for.
That's definitely how they're advertising.
Yes, when they're freaking advertising their ass, but they're looking back at you like, oops, didn't mean for you to see my butt because I'm not a whore, but oops, since you did, want to hit it?
I think I remember there were dudes.
What are you laughing at, Pete? Pete's laughing at me.
He's ready to knock you down about seven pegs already.
I saw those and I was like, she wants me to hit it. I've been shitting on you all day, Steve, but I see those ads and I'm like, that shit's hot. It is what it is.
You should just get her some anyway.
And your voice was great. What she does with it. The impression was great.
I don't remember doing an impression.
I'm not a slut. You want to hit it?
Oh, yeah, there we go. All right, so now we got that squared away.
So where did we land on the vis-a-vis you decorating her cooking sexy?
Neither one of us are going to do shit.
What's going to happen?
Okay. No changes.
No changes.
No changes for scene.
Break even.
Maybe it's Courtney's fault that he doesn't find these women attractive. Maybe she needs to, you know, make Steve feel sexier. Maybe that's
Steve
it.
Steve feels sexy already on his own. She doesn't need him to make him feel sexy.
No. What? I mean, I got a good shoulder, but, you know.
It's just attached to
the
a turkey
leg. The rest of it's all, I don't feel sexy anymore. I wish I did. That part's long gone. Sad.
I always feel sexy as long as I don't see myself in a mirror. That's still highly disturbing.
Yeah.
When I go, oh my God.
Trav, you think you're sexy?
I know I'm not sexy. So, but I don't care. So I kind of think, I don't know. Okay. I'm definitely not sexy. No. Not even close.
Kyle? Real question. I'm going to have to ask this question real quick. And you guys may have to tell me if we need to answer it on Patreon or not. How do you think you look when you're having sex?
Oh, that's got to be like a manatee trying to hump a cow.
Yeah.
I mean, but you don't know. You've never videotaped and watched yourself?
Oh, no, never.
No.
Oh, I definitely know exactly what I
why
look
would
like.
Why would I want to see that? That's no.
Well, I know I'm, what I'm I look like from almost every angle.
Jesus. Trav's got this set up.
Oh, dude, I've seen some precarious shit. I'm not an attractive guy when I'm making whoopee.
I mean, when Cody sent all this stuff, I'm like, it's not bad, but if you saw what I had going.
There's no way you're going to get a good clear shot of my taint with that equipment, but whatever.
I would not want to see that. Like I said, manatee humping a cow.
I'm both a manatee and a cow.
I was going to say, whoa. Manatee humping a cow, and he backed that up pretty quick. Whoa,
Cody,
I'm the manatee and the cow.
Enter Cody, or producer Cody.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself sexy?
I don't know.
Well, everybody else does, so.
I was going to say, Heidi does, for sure.
Yeah,
so.
Amanda does, for sure.
Yep. I mean, all the women I know find producer Cody.
every woman I've ever met, and some of the guys.
I'm not into you, Cody, like that. I really like you.
Thanks, Steve.
But you're just not my type.
Too small. I
totally want to be friends, though, and I think you have a beautiful heart.
Cody, I got to be honest with you. Dylan and I were talking about you a couple of days ago.
Now that's a sexy man.
Piper, Cody? Piper Sue was Dylan. Doing the face swaps.
Dylan. Yeah, Dylan.
And I was like, man, when Cody does a face swap, he's like the prettiest person ever. And Dylan was like, you realize Cody's pretty all the time. I'm like, yeah, Cody is just pretty. Doesn't have to be face swap to be pretty.
He's pretty. So,
yeah, I guess when I'm with you guys.
let's well, just say that fair. You're definitely the Natalie Portman to Steve's Gina Carano. So,
well, you yeah, come on, dude.
And I'm old Leia,
right? Shit. Leia. If you're slave Leia, I'm Jabba the Hutt.
I'm the Gamorrean guard. So,
you are a pig. That is the truth. So are you surprised that they've never videotaped themselves having sex?
No.
I've never done it either. Just because I have four kids that will find it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not smart.
I honestly set it up the one time so one of my kids did find it, and they've never snooped again. So win. You know what I mean?
Nope.
I've never videotaped with anybody.
That's why I was not on Call of Duty again last night, Pete.
Because
I was making sexy.
Full disclosure, in the last month, I have played Call of Duty with you and gotten a Hummer simultaneously. So it was almost like a threesome. So
Counted it.
Counted it. All
right.
From now on, we play Call of Duty probably four or five times a week, if not more.
See, now
I'm going to squeamish.
I'm going to start going,
here's the deal.
Pete,
not only do I not want to see myself having sex, when you guys talk about having sex, it brings visions of you guys having sex, and that's gross too. So I really just kind of want to move on.
I don't know what your problem is, Steve.
He pulls up his belly and sticks his finger in his belly button.
What? Yeah, but Trav can't do that.
No, he can't. He's just got a divot.
Divot. A dimple, like Gina Carano's elbow.
Seriously.
I'd fuck that too.
Yep.
If you guys are going to just constantly make fun of me for not having a belly button, I don't know how much longer I can do this.
Really?
Every Sunday, that's how long you're going to do it.
I don't think it's really hurting you.
Yeah.
All right. Toy news.
Toy news.
Travis.
I got nothing.
Kyle, toy news. What do you got?
Stuff's coming out tomorrow. By the time you hear this, it'll already be out.
This might be up today.
Mando.
With the child.
Mando Deluxe with the child comes out tomorrow.
Oh, the third Mando they're going to give us. Yep.
And
we still have to call it the child because Trav sucks.
No, I know. It's Goku.
No,
it is Goku. You're right. He's a Super Saiyan. Yeah. He's not a Force user. Fucking asshole. Everybody knows it's Gormagon.
Grendelsham.
Gorgo Aetherblade.
Yeah. So I know that's coming out tomorrow, and they're dropping TVC stuff all the time and Marvel stuff all the time. So they're really just right now they're pumping it out.
Isn't Hasbro just fucking pumping out toys?
Yeah. Yeah. And all the stores are having sales too, so they're going to be in and gone pretty quick.
Why can't we get like a smart friend, like and maybe Trevilian is that guy that. Why? Kyle is so, like, hurt right now.
Yeah, he's like, I thought I was the smart friend. Look at that. He's like,
present company. Yeah.
He thought it was obvious, but now he's finding out maybe.
I have to question everything in my life now. Now I have to go home and ask my wife if the 2 hours we had of sex last night was good enough.
Yeah, well, being the smartest guy in this room is like being the fastest guy at the Special Olympics. So,
well, I could probably do that, too.
You're winning that race.
I'm winning that race. So, especially if it's in the pool.
So, what was I talking about?
Oh, God. Talking about toys.
Oh, how do we need a smart person?
Yeah.
We need a smart person because I really want to know. I want someone to, like, break down that in the year 2015, they gave us two Marvel Legends waves and two Star Wars waves. And then I want to look and see how now.
You want to be able to see a graph or a chart to tell if they're really upped it.
How much it's been
upped. Why Trevilian, of all people?
He's actually, Trevilian's pretty smart.
I don't think he's smart. I think he doesn't have a life.
Okay, I get that he's smart. We have a lot of friends that are smart. But why the data analysis of wave release, why'd you pick him? Has he done something before?
I can tell you who knows a lot about shit coming out, but you'll never hear it until later, is Boonstra. But you know how Boonstra works.
He can't be our go-to guy, our contact for this, because Boonstra will be like talking like in this thing.
Yeah,
and
smart ass in it.
Yeah.
Instead of answering a yes or no question, it gives you a paragraph on why you're an idiot.
Yeah, we're just trying to find this little thing here.
But I
want to see
the
stat. I would rather not even talk to this person.
He sends me stuff every day.
I just want to see
a graph, a chart. All right.
Has Trevilian ever made a graph or something to make you pick him?
Why is he so? Is he mad because I'm saying Trevilian's smarter than?
Yeah.
No, Trevilian is smarter than me. That's not the. I just of all the names that you grabbed, like I don't know what he does for a living. I don't know. Maybe he
all
does.
I can
is
say
he a spreadsheet
is Trevilian
guy? Is
knows.
He
knows a lot of weird shit. Like this one has an ad for this on it, or this one the packaging has a freaking Spanish word on it, and this one doesn't. And
yeah.
He goes. He finds. He searches that shit out.
If he listens to this, there'll probably be a graph on by the next episode.
It's not funny anymore.
But it was funny because I said anal at the same time.
Yeah, but you know what? It would have been funny.
I just assumed that you meant annual because you're a fucking moron.
Yeah, if you'd have said anal, we would have been laughing.
Right.
But you didn't. You actually said it right.
You know, they were only together for like a week. They got their marriage analed. You know, they decided they wanted to be. They got drunk, made a mistake in Vegas. So.
Look at Travis.
Because he knows it's right. He knows it's right.
And the sad part is, Steve's like, yeah, annual sex? Courtney loves that. No, he meant anal. You're talking about once a year. Because it's just, you're sad.
So there's a lot of toys coming.
I brought some today that came out today.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Look at you.
That came out today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he stopped at our fucking Walmart and bought him.
Nope.
I'm sorry, Ermeyer.
Our Target.
Nope. GR?
Yep.
Look at that.
I will say, and this is maybe like another weird tangent, but I have like really lost the love for hunting.
I didn't do a lot of it in the last couple months, but because Target has been so small and thin on their releases for pre-orders and stuff.
You gotta get them.
Like I pre-ordered the items that I bought today this morning before I went out.
Yeah.
Just because they were available to pre-order. Most of the time, by the time you get on, they're gone in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
So I pre-ordered them this morning, and then I found them this morning.
Awesome.
So they're going to be peg warmers.
No, I don't think so. Not the stuff
I
brought.
It seems like Target is their special orders that are like pre these things they've been getting. They're not peg warming.
Let's talk about Lady J and Flint. We haven't discussed that.
Okay.
So that is went up for pre-order or something,
Pulse.
Right?
I know Paul's pre-ordered them. I'm sure
it's still on Big Bad Toy Store.
They're the 6-inch, right?
Yep.
Yeah. 6-inch. Yep. And now those are exclusive, though, right?
No,
those are going to be out everywhere,
those
hopefully.
Wide release.
It'll be a while, but.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you can't even find regular G.I. Joes on the shelf anymore.
You know what? I've got a few, it's weird, a few Walmarts I go to that they actually have Series 1 still sitting on the shelf, like all four of them.
I've been to.
You don't see them in Grand Rapids?
I don't see them in Grand Rapids at all. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, Meyer just started getting them, too, for us. Yeah. I don't know. That Lady J looks beautiful.
And, it does. It
and
looks
so
great.
Does the Flint. It looks like they did a good job of trying to capture
They look like themselves.
Yes.
You don't need anybody to tell you who they are.
Yes.
Pete might, but you don't need any. A normal person doesn't need anybody. You just, boom, that's Lady J and Flint.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
What if it's Firefly trying to look like Flint?
Well, it could be, but it'd be more like Zartan if you're really going for it, Pete.
It's called Swing
and
a
Miss.
It's called but,
Now, what about the retro line?
Fuck me, really? Isn't Firefly the disguise guy?
No, he's the
Saboteur.
Saboteur, that's what it was.
Yes. Yeah. Close.
I cannot believe you can get that word right.
I know. So,
have we seen him?
Yes, but
the retro cars?
There's no real desire for those.
You talking about
opinion.
The 3 3/4?
Yeah. Yes.
Chris Hobby Lobby just posted this morning that he was at one of the local Walmarts and saw
the Hiss Tank.
No, he saw Scarlet, Roadblock, and Destro, 3 3/4.
Whoa.
Yeah. So you might be getting a call.
Wow.
Huh. I don't know.
I've not
and he
seen
posted
them.
A picture, and of course everybody, oh, will you grab me one? No, Chris is like, no.
Yeah. Chris don't care. He doesn't care.
I just want you to know they're out.
Yeah. I'm just being nice and letting you know.
And I bought them all anyways, so.
He might have.
He did buy a set. He said he bought a set. Well,
you know, Chris is very good at doing what I am awful at, and he is, like, on top. Like, he knows what pop right now is coming out that is selling for 4 times what you buy it for at Walmart. He's very good at staying up on that kind of stuff, just like you are, Kyle.
Yeah, we should definitely ask Trevilian to do the spreadsheet then.
Well, Chris will just say no.
Yeah,
Chris will just say he's too busy.
Chris is only going to do what he wants to do, and I love that's what I love about the dude.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Chris literally could be making customs for people nonstop.
Good.
And 150 a pop, easy, you know.
But it's not fun anymore.
You know, he don't want to do it.
No. Chris is the smartest guy I know. He stayed single all these years.
Lives.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants, whenever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
He's not beat down like us, where we're browbeat into doing, you know, things for people that we don't want to do all the time.
I can do whatever I want.
I'm sure he would love to have somebody
my wife
in pajama pants tell him that he needs to decorate the house.
Yeah.
Probably would love it.
Nah.
I said
I think he'd say that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so Cody's single.
I mean,
he's got
a
girlfriend.
No, he's not.
Well, yeah, okay, but he's got a girlfriend that he lives with. Enter Cody. Do you enjoy your current lifestyle, or do you wish you were, one, married, which it probably feels like already, or, two, single?
He's not going to wish he was single because he's getting a steady diet of ass.
See, that's like a huge... Dude, that's huge. That's a huge part of it.
But there's a tipping point because it's the. Do you want to drink a Coke, you know, like 3-4 times a week, or do you want to be able to drink a different cola every week, once a week? Maybe next week you want Sprite.
Maybe Strange. The week after that you want cherry cola.
Strange is amazing. Maybe Strange is amazing. Milk. But nothing beats the steady, like, thorough, like, this person cares about you. They're going to do things.
That? When he said that,
wow.
If
yeah.
you had said that, I would have thought what he's thinking. When he says that, I'm thinking, like, Heidi's got, like, one of those old school dental mirror reflector things on her forehead, and she's digging around in his asshole.
Right.
That's what I was thinking when he said that.
Is this still toy news, right?
Yeah, we're swinging around.
Yes, the Bowles dental anal hygiene set will be out.
Watch next week we come in and Cody has like this chart and it'll say on it like 13 minutes.
All just goes like, bah, yeah, you're going to hear a buzzer. Time to move on.
And you guys are going to hear it. It's going to be so like deafening in your ears.
It's going to be a giant red light.
All of a sudden you just hear Cody go, well, no, that's all the time that we have for toy news. Yeah. Now another word from our sponsors.
All of a sudden, the next week, he's like, well, that didn't work, so we got to up it. And as soon as I start going down like some sex tangent, all of a sudden my chair, I like, hang
on. He throws something at you through the doorway.
So we got G.I. Joe's out there. Nobody cares about the retro line. We've got some Star Wars stuff popping.
Yeah.
Was there any Black Friday stuff?
The experience I had with Black Friday was they totally went away from it this year.
What they did was they started their sales. Walmart was the only store that didn't start their sale on the on Sundays when everybody starts their sales. Even Home Depot started their Black Friday sales on November 8th.
Yeah, I remember when we went and looked at appliances.
Yeah.
It was like Black Deals.
Did that so Black that deals. They weren't going to have that one day where everything crashed with everything going on. So,
Black Friday deal, sorry.
Actually, I bought some stuff on Black Friday, and it was like Marvel and Star Wars or one of the other, I think it was buy one, get one half off, which was great, but the sale that started today was buy two, get one free. So they end up being $13 a piece on $20. If you buy three $20 items, they end up averaging $13 a piece. So the stuff I got today.
What store was that at?
Target.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Did like Big Bad Toy Store do anything?
I think those.
Buy one, get one half off, they're $15 a piece.
Yes.
Buy two, get one free, they're $13 a piece. So the percentage is like.
If you buy one and get one for half off, and then you buy two and get one free, that's one and one half, one and one half. It's the same deal.
Oh,
if
maybe
you buy, if you buy one and get one half off, or if you buy two and get one for free,
remember
it's the
when
same
I
deal.
Said we need a smart friend? Yeah,
not
you
me.
Got that look on your face.
Not
like
me.
Like you thought you were the smart friend.
I am not the smart friend. Pete
the
is
only
the smart friend.
The only difference is they're getting you to buy two figures to get the deal versus
yeah,
just one.
You're right.
It ends up being the same.
They got you!
They got me. I suppose when you do the math, because it's three figures and not two, the percentage is the same. I just thought it was a better deal because they were $13 a piece instead of $15. That's where my brain is. If I buy two cars, my payments are smaller. Yes, yeah. Kyle, but you're making two payments. Fucking, who cares?
Did anybody online shop Big Bad Toy Store or anything like that?
I looked at Big Bad Toy Store.
Okay.
I didn't see any deals I was interested in.
Yeah.
I got home from work on Tuesday. I didn't leave my house until Saturday morning.
Perfect.
Like, by Friday afternoon, I was standing in my living room going, I need to do something. My back hurt from sitting.
Do we play Call of Duty on Saturday?
We played Call of Duty most nights, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we did.
I think that part of my problem
well,
right
last
now,
night
too.
I played Call of Duty, you played Call of Booty. But yeah,
I did.
Call of Booty.
Yeah, I did.
I think part of the problem right now for me is my focus has gotten so, like,
narrowed.
Narrow.
Yeah.
I mean, in, like, a great example, like, Roma Collectibles, I don't know if you guys saw this, but they're doing he's just been pumping out 6-inch customs. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't surprise me if it's Aaron and a few of his friends or something, but regardless, he's got like 20 of them on eBay right now. And like what he did is he took the old man Hawkeye, that flowing hair painted it red and made it Outback.
Oh,
I mean,
that's
so
cool.
He's did some really cool ones. And they're neat and everything. And it's a fundraiser. Like half the money goes to, I think some dog company or something, but it's running right now. There's probably 12 hours left, like a canine, like, I don't know. Anyway, there are these great figures, and they would be something I'd be interested in. And even I went and looked, and because he has so many of them, there's some of them that right now, and don't get me wrong, I know it's eBay, and it's low now and it'll go crazy at the end. But some of them are like $20. Mm-hmm. Which of course that number is going to climb. But I said, man, if I wasn't so focused on Mythic, I'd be all over those. If it wasn't for my love of Mythic right now, I would be buying custom 6-inch G.I. Joes.
So you're not even in the you're in a separate niche altogether, let alone Mythic Legions. You're not even looking at Star Wars Black. You're not looking at Marvel, even for your booth.
And I'm struggling with that because how I've always sold has been selling the things I like.
Yeah.
So I like having them in my booth. If I get stuck with them because they never sell, whoopee-doo. I'll take those roses and pop her head off and put some dude's head on there because it's a dude body anyway.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I've always had that kind of
mentality.
But because I'm getting so focused on one line, like, I'm to the point where I even said to Heidi, I'm like, you know, if I could sell off a whole bunch of this stuff right now, I would be that guy that shows up at shows, has one table, and all that's on it is Mythic Legions. And I would make a couple $100, whatever, and be like...
I'm sure she nipped that in the bud the second you told her that.
And she was not a huge fan of
no.
that. Yes.
No.
Yep, yep. But I feel like I could... I'm, like, starting to drift towards that. And I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, because obviously I have a trailer full of toys.
Right.
But my, like, as a flipper, as a scalper, as a, you know, somebody selling toys, like, my mindset has definitely started to shift.
Yeah, but see... I mean, I get that, and I can respect that, but I buy stuff for my booth that I don't care. I don't give a rat's ass about Power Rangers.
But you know the price.
I don't care about Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Shit sells.
Well, and here's a great example. We go to King County. Kyle and Ben bring stuff. I tell them, put it out, guys. No problem. And Kyle, he's super like, well, Trav already has this on the shelf, so I won't put this on the shelf. Or whatever. Ben's like, whatever. I'm going to put my stuff in front of Trav's stuff. But,
how did Ben say that?
But... Oh, my gosh. Dang it!
Yeah, so...
So we go to these shows, you know, and I have all of my old stuff. And because I haven't actively been buying stuff...
It's more money for me.
Yes, it's Kyle and Ben who are, like, sitting there, you know, and they're... I mean, they made a lot of money.
I made $1,300 at that show with...
Ben made money? Because Ben's always complaining he didn't make money.
Oh, no, Ben.
So... Ben, okay, I'm going to try to do my Ben impression for this, okay? So, because Ben, I mean, Ben had a good day, but Ben was like, man, this is a lot of money. I'm doing really well here. This King County's a great show. I think I want to come to the show every year. Yeah, this is awesome.
Ben is so Ben. It's...
Travis, I really think that I should sleep with you.
I just want to talk about the sleeping arrangements.
We should probably put all the snorers. I mean, I know Pete's not a snorer.
I know he snores, but
put all the snorers together. Fuck Pete. Uh-huh.
He's still.
He's so butthurt.
I'm not butthurt because I got a full night's sleep both nights.
Yeah.
And I was in the fun room the first night. And then the second one, I didn't listen to a fucking stage dude orgy next door.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I just want to sleep with Travis!
Hi. Hi, is this the front desk? I think guys are Peter puffing each other next door.
He did. He called the front desk.
Twice. I just played this episode. I played the episode for Cody and Zach the other day. And it was so... We were so mean to Ben on that. I could just imagine Ben sitting at home and like, I can't believe those guys!
Dude, you know, this is all fun and games right now, but when Ben hears this, my phone is going to fucking explode.
It's going to be like, those assholes.
Did you hear this, guys?
I bet he's going to post in our Michigan like Toy Group thread that
I never
read to.
He's an admin in Michigan Toy Trader, so you better look out.
And he's going to be like, and where's my fucking shirt? I want a shirt at the end of G-Con. Why did I get it yet?
Want a shirt of what?
That Triple X Legion character.
No, it's only a double X. If it was a triple X, I would have already had it.
That's true. Oh, shoot. You still with us, Cody?
Oh, yeah.
Having fun, Cody?
Cody, is there any comments from the six watchers? Besides the noise is too loud.
Yeah, Ben just pushed a bunch of crying faces emojis. So you're so mean, Trav.
Philip says Gables.
Philip Terreras.
Yeah. Like gay bowls or like gables, like the end of a house.
So intern as producer Cody is also cannot do that.
This
draft.
Show is falling. So
oh.
far.
So,
hello, gay boys.
There's some toys out there. Go get them.
All
mean,
right.
Go get them.
So, Pete,
yeah.
I hear you got a top 10 list.
No, you're supposed to give me a top
Ooh.
10 on the spot.
Yeah, you
got to
give
10.
Him
a, on, yeah, on
as
the spot
a guest,
idea.
You have to now give him the idea for the top 10.
And then I have to write it live on the air and then do it by the end of the show.
Shit.
This is even better because now people won't even know it's like that we didn't do this
previous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Kyle, you got to on the spot.
On the spot. Okay. Okay. I haven't been thinking about that because I thought I was supposed to just get him started on the top 10 list that we took the list for. So I'm going to.
Well,
okay,
say, Mr. Smartest Friend I Got.
Yeah. No, I guess I'll take that look back.
Do you want me to call Trevilian?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of in a pickle here.
Well, thanks.
We don't need
toy drama. Any toy drama?
Oh, let's do some toy drama.
Let's do a little toy drama.
Just a little.
We're down to 16%, so we gotta, you know,
okay,
move the show
I hate
along.
To tell you guys this.
What?
It's
I'm
been,
sure we have a charger.
It has been.
Yeah, I brought one.
It
but
has
I
been,
can't charge it, didn't you know?
Oh.
It's been so long since we did toy drama that, like, I literally have, like, just constant. I go through my
help.
Phone and it's well, no, not even help people.
15%.
People have stopped because they don't. They're like, they don't even read toy drama anymore. It's been so long. Here's a good one. Josh Moyer posted in the Mythic Legions Cabal. All
right.
Posting scalper in reference to any Mythic Legions price or sale is like wearing a "Hi, I'm new here" sign on your shirt.
Accurate. You get it, Pete? You look confused.
No, I don't understand what he's talking about.
Joe Pearson then replies and says, well, thank goodness other businesses and practices can't and don't have it happen. Just saying, and since production numbers can diff, the rarity isn't going off anything solid. I just know I'm not paying double or triple the price for figures I can get others of. I'll just go without. Does it suck? Sure. Sure does. It's missed out money on the Four Horsemen's part, in my opinion. Don't like the price, don't buy, but the post of low orders help scalpers like it or not. Okay. Tired of seeing figs that are $45-ish retail sold for $70 in the same month.
Mm.
And what he's referencing there is, and the cabal, what's happening now is people will post saying, hey, Big Bad Toy Store is almost sold out of Xylona.
Yeah.
And then, boom, it sells out.
Right. Yep. It stimulates everybody to go a fervor.
Yes.
Oh, shoot, I got to get her. I didn't even realize I wanted her, but I got to get her.
I got to get her. And especially, of course, after the wave that just was announced.
Yeah, with Xylona's flock being like
you
heavy
gotta go,
badassery
yeah.
coming.
You got to go get her. If you can't afford the figs without ripping off others, then you suck to me. Point blank. And sorry, but I'm allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah, you are allowed to have an opinion, but I don't even understand what he said.
And then he said, and when some of y'all collections exceed a couple grand over 5,000 and you're still sculpting, you're all gross to me. Kick me out if you gotta, but this shit irks me.
I'm not.
I need somebody to interpret.
Quite frankly, I'm still thinking about a top 10 list for Pete.
Well, I was trying to help you out by changing gears. He sounds like a big whiny baby. So, I mean, there's really not much. But, I mean, that's what most scalping talk is. There's two sides. There's the people that, hey, scalping is what it is. Deal with it. There's the people that this is bullshit and I hate everybody. And then there's the people like Travis is like, meh.
Scalping,
that's it.
The definition of scalping, in my opinion, is when you're taking something off a shelf that so somebody else can't get it, and then you turn around and sell it for a higher price.
Yeah.
You can't do that same thing with Mythic Legions.
It's either give your opinion or give the definition.
Well, that's my opinion.
Right. Because you're like, well, you know, the definition of scalping, in my opinion, well, if it's your opinion, it's not the definition.
I agree that your opinion is the correct definition, though.
No. It's one step too far. Scalping is defined as selling something for more than its value, more than its retail value.
Did you look up the definition?
Yeah, because we've done this before, because you said the same stupid shit, and I had to call you out on it then.
Have we talked about scalping before?
I don't think so.
I don't remember it.
I mean, I watched Last of the Mohicans.
Oh.
I understand where the guy's coming from. Oh, God, I did it. I'm sorry. But I agree with Steve. You can't. Mythic Legions is not
scalpable.
It's not scalpable. And I understand if you're going off the definition of people, well, yeah, then it is scalpable. But the reality of it is it's a pre-order.
They're custom made. Yes. They're made to order.
Yes. If you want them.
Yeah. They're out of production now.
Yes.
That's what they are.
Yes.
That's like saying, you know, well, my 1983 G.I. Joe, well, it's Hasbro's fault that they won't make that anymore. No. That freaking Gung Ho is out of production and has been for 15 years. That's why the price has increased. It's the same thing on a shorter time frame with.
I go back to something that Kyle said, and I always want to say this to people. Okay, with that mindset, sell your house for $75,000 cheaper than what it's worth.
Yep.
I mean, no one does that.
Nobody does that.
Just nobody does that. And don't get me wrong, I understand helping my friends out. So, like, a big knock this guy has on here is that you should be helping other collectors.
Mm.
And I do try to do that.
I do, too.
But not people I don't know. Or, I mean, I'm going to try and take care of my friends.
Oh, I don't even do that.
That's true.
I don't know. It's just weird to me. Carl Merrick posted in Motu Nation, Masters of the Universe. Just a thought. I get that we are all excited about getting new figures and all, but considering how many people in this group had pre-orders and orders canceled in the last few days, maybe don't rub your dozen scare glows in their face. Taz Reed said, yeah, stop being dicks.
Welcome to the internet. You new here?
Here's another one for you, Trav. If I go into a Walmart and I see 20$50 bills laying on the shelf, am I going to take all 20 of those $50 bills? Or am I going to just take one and leave the others for somebody else to take? No. I'm picking up all that cash. It's the same thing.
You're a greedy scalper.
I am a dirty, dirty, dirty capitalist.
Andrew Swinney says, it's similar to army builders with 100 Cobra bats over in the A Real American Hero group. No kidding. Bats are getting out of hand. 2 years ago, they were $25. Today, they're $80.
I don't think they were $25 2 years ago. I think they were more.
Well,
I know they were more because I was looking for them 2 years ago. So
you're talking about the vintage bats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I see what his point is, but that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, you should have bought them. You should have bought them when they were $3 a piece.
It's just
25
like when I was
ago,
in,
and expected this.
When I was in World War II reenacting, and I was looking for an M1 Grand rifle. At the time I came in, you could get one for about $800 to $1,000. Everybody told me, man, just like 2 years ago, you could get one for like $400, because it was just the timing. I missed that window. You know, and it's like, so did I ever walk around and be like pissed because I'm like, well, nobody should be able to sell one for $800. They should have to sell it for $400 because that's what it was 2 years ago. I just don't get people's under. I don't get it.
Have you guys ever seen a car auction?
Yeah.
Right. Have you ever heard anybody? I'm talking about somebody taking a car that was $3,500. Don't do that, Steve. Whatever you just did, don't do that. Taking a car that was $3,500 in the 40s, putting $15,000 into it, and then selling it for $120,000, counts customs, Gas Monkey Garage, all of that shit. They go to these auctions, they roll across the block, they do, people are happy with the car, they're happy to make the money, and that's it. None of these people are like, well, no, you should definitely Yeah, that car was only 3,571. It should be
the difference they'll point out is that somebody put work into that car.
Yep. Okay. Fair enough.
But
3,500 plus 20 grand, that's 23,500. Right. You don't sell it for 100.
Yeah.
You know, but those communities are expecting it because those communities understand, hey, they're not all whiny babies that think that prices got frozen in time.
Well, we are dealing with a bunch of men who like toys.
Right.
They're a little immature.
And they're just, it's, I'm over it, man. I want a ban button. Like, oh, you said that? Done. And you're just, you disappear from the internet forever.
You can. You block them. And you never get to see them again.
So what do you guys think about when people are just buying all of these PS5s up and then listing those for $1,000?
The same thing.
They're genius.
Yeah, we just, I hate to tell you this, Cody, that we're, like, very supportive of them.
Well, if I would have had $5,000 to buy 10 PS5s, I would have.
But my question to Cody's question is what store allows you to buy 5 PS5s?
Well, people will go in, like, with their, like, whole family.
Oh, and then each of them buy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Plus, here's the other thing, too, is that one's a little different. It's like, how come every time there's a new game system
out? I do it on purpose.
There isn't enough supply for demand.
Dude, I think Mezco's...
There would be no scalping if there was
Mezco's
enough supply for demand.
Doing the same thing, man. I think they're creating artificial... This is a good...
But it's not artificial. It's very real. But at the end of the day, so Sony comes out and they drop the PS5 and they do a market analysis and they anticipate, hey, guess what? Just for the sake of round numbers, 1,000 people are going to want this. We're going to make 800. Because if we're wrong, we don't want to sit with 200 of them.
That's right.
Just sitting.
That's right.
It's called being a business person, and it's called...
Sure.
Cody understands inventory control. He's been running this shop for almost 3 years. He understands that you have X amount of money to purchase stock, and you have to be careful because you've got to go, man, if we have $1,000 to place an order, and we spend $100 on this new product, and it doesn't sell, that was 10%. Of what we had that we're not going to get back now. Yeah.
I get it. But what you just described was that you're supplying 80% of the demand. When these PS5s come out, I don't feel like they're even getting close. They're supplying 10% of the demand.
Numbers will show, though. But the numbers can show. You can go back and look at what they do and stuff for sales for PS4, for PS3, and you can gauge that, and then you make your numbers. It's not like it's a blind shot in the dark. We're going to make 120.
Yeah, they've all been through this before.
That's right. That's right.
It's a three-part system. So Sony sits back, and again, just using them as an example, and they go, okay, we anticipate having this many. This is how many we're going to make. The problem is as consumers, there's a percentage of the population, like Cody and Matt and Zach, new PS5s coming out, new iPhone, new iPad, new iWatch, whatever it is, the day it comes out, we're pitching a tent outside Best Buy, we're going to get it. There's those hardcore guys that they know are going to get that system the day that it comes out.
The same guys that bought Range Troopers and Han Solos from the Solo movie the weekend they came out, and I was selling them for $40 a pop.
Right. Yeah.
And you can get them now at Five Below.
Right. And then you've got the people like me, everybody goes, Pete, you going to get a PS5? Yep, Black Friday of 2021. I'm perfectly content with my PS4. It does everything that I want it to do. And then you've got the middle sect of the population, and those are the wild cards. Because those are the people that are on the fence. They really want one. They're not sure if they want it or going to pick it up or not. And then what happens is they see the demand, and a percentage of those people go, I got to get one because if I want one in a month, I might not be able to. So they jump in right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Then immediately, as soon as that thing is released, I got guys like Cody sending me Snapchats of the active trigger and Call of Duty that it's different for every gun. Like, you're actually pulling a trigger and it clicks. And they go, oh my God, I have to have that. So now some of those people that were waiting a year, now they're jumping in right now to get it. And that eats up that little bit of excess that they had, and it causes a shortage. They would be ignorant if they said, I think we're going to sell a million units. They'd be ignorant to make a million units.
And not to mention, that's just on a normal year. Never mind that shipping from overseas and people not having money because of they're not working.
Or having extra money because they were
extra money, yeah.
Because some of Cody's friends were laid off. They normally made $100 a week. They made $600 on unemployment. So they have this huge surplus of income, and they ain't got shit else to do but play PlayStation 5 because they're not working. It was a weird year to have something like this drop.
So what's very interesting is one little stat that Cody filled me in on that I think you would find interesting about this, Steve, is, Cody, how are the numbers for PS5 sales looking?
It's the biggest console launch ever so far.
And that seems impossible, right? But judging based on how many there actually are produced right now, it just seems impossible. Yeah. But that's the thing. We don't know, you know?
Cody, do you remember when they announced the launch of PS5? When was that? Was it?
Like when they announced the date?
When they
date
said
that
PS5 is coming 2020.
Oh, yeah,
do you remember
it's probably
if it was...
been like, yeah.
At least a year.
Yeah.
Okay, so even with the pandemic and everything going on, people, they're, just like Pete said, there are a group of people that said, okay, I'm going to put $10 away for the next 50 months.
Well, the hard part too is people don't realize that those PlayStations, it's a computer. I mean, it you use yours for a lot more than just playing video games. At least you used to.
It's got one of the best Blu-ray players ever made.
Exactly. It's actually a $1,000 piece of equipment.
Yeah.
That you actually get for $500 and probably use it. The people that do use it. More than they use any other piece of technology except for their phone.
I would say that's probably...
I use my PS4 more to watch movies and do things like that than I do to play games.
I use my PS4 more than... I mean, my phone, PS4. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an entertainment system.
Yep.
Yeah. There is
especially
so
now
much.
Since it got Apple, because now there's an Apple app.
Oh, really?
So now all the movies in my Apple library
transferred over to your PlayStation
are now available to watch on my PS4.
Damn!
And I've got like 70 some movies.
Yeah.
Because when I was buying Blu-rays, I always did the digital transfer, and you keep those forever.
Yeah.
And so like all the my whole you know
it's all accessible.
It's all accessible, and now it's getting to the point where, for me, I watch movies that aren't necessarily popular because they like old stuff.
Mm-hmm. Top 10 things that chap your ass in Call of Duty.
Done.
Yeah, so like instead of now, it's like, okay, if I want to dig out the 1951 version of The Christmas Carol starring Alistair Sim, you know. In other words, what I'm saying is Disney Plus has got the whole Marvel library. It's got the whole Star Wars library. I don't need those anymore because I go to Disney Plus for all. But if I want something odd that I like, then boom, my Apple TV can have it.
Well, that is the
that
downfall.
That is a good version of Christmas Carol.
Oh, it's the best.
That is the downfall, too, of like Blockbuster and all these places dying is now we don't have the... Like, if there was some weird, like, obscure movie like that you wanted to go back, you're like, I want to watch Rawhead Rex with my kid. You know, find that movie.
YouTube is the only way you're going to find it. Right. If it's not on a streaming service, you'll have to go on YouTube and somebody will
or Apple TV. You can go into the Apple TV and find almost anything.
Really?
And, you know, either rent it for $3.99or buy it for $10.
Yeah. Why am I not surprised that Rawhead Rex was the thing that Travis decided to use? Is that what you call your penis?
I don't even know what that is, but
it's a horror movie.
Rawhead Ivan. That's what I call it.
So, anyways... being that you got any good toy drama?
I got one last one I think would be fun.
All right, let's do one.
And then I do got some people that want to join the support group that we should probably read.
Okay.
Isaac Farabee posted in G.I. Joe Uncensored. For an uncensored group, you all sure have a bunch of whiny little cunts in here.
Wow.
I was paraphrasing that mother-in-law. Ron Eisen comments back and says, so says Isaac Farabee, who bounced from this group right after I posted his photo and said he looks like a pedo. Locked down his profile, too. I wonder what he's hiding. So this guy makes this post. This dude goes to his profile, grabs his profile, a picture of him, because his actual picture is like, you know, a video game thing or something. And posts it to this group and goes, hey, everybody, the guy that's being an asshole is that looks like this. Okay?
That's brutal.
So he says, I wonder what he's hiding. And BJ Ruland, who I'm guessing likes BJ, says, children. He's hiding children.
Oh, Jesus.
So then Ron posts the picture in this comment thread and says, seriously, tell me this ugly skin-tagged mother effer doesn't look like he'll pop up on a sex offender search list.
Jesus.
What the hell, man?
Wow.
Who is it?
Whoa. Okay.
I mean,
that might actually be the state's. Yeah.
State's what?
Sex offender. Sex offender.
No, I have a blue background. It's their driver's license photos, so they have a blue background.
So David Stevens.
You don't go like get your sex offender registry photo taken. Like, there's not a booth for that.
Yeah, it's just a glamour shot.
They just use an existing.
David Steven comments and says, honestly, I was going to say something about him, but after seeing him, I actually feel bad that he has to walk around with that face forever, so I'm going to just mind my own business.
My God, this is brutal.
Holy shit.
I thought we were bad.
What toy? Where the toys come in?
Ron Asian says, I mean, seriously, though, he came in calling everyone pussies and cucks, all the cucks? Usual childhood insults. As soon as I said, how many sex offender searches would you appear in, and posted his photo, he fucking ran.
Okay, so here's the deal. I said a lot of terrible things to people when I was in elementary school. I never ever called them a cuck, because an 8-year-old doesn't know what a cuck is and doesn't know that's an insult. So I would, I'd call bullshit on that.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with cuck.
What's a cuck again?
A cuckold.
Yeah, but what's
basically
that?
Basically, you sit there and watch while somebody else bangs your wife.
So Robert Reiger on YouTube said, Mythic Legion Rogue reissue came out today. Some guys posted online Marvel that they Legend. Bought more than one. Others are cursing them out online. You can still order the figure online. People are just lazy and want to complain.
Forgive Cody. I'm sure they mean Marvel Legends.
What did I say?
Mythic Legions, which that's easy to screw up.
Oh, sorry.
Dude.
Yeah.
You did it.
ML.
You're doing good.
We'll forgive you.
Where does this come from?
Okay, I just don't understand. I'll tell you where it comes from. The internet has created a perfect breeding ground for whiny bitches.
Oh, yeah.
And
monsters. I think there's two
sides.
Is
it human nature to be nasty?
Yes.
I just don't understand why people don't go on and go, hey, Trav, you know what?
Did you ever have to tell your kids how to be bad?
No, I never told them.
You have to teach them how to be good, right?
Yes.
It's human nature to be a piece of shit. Why do you think I am the way I am?
So I have to blame
your
parents?
You were the baby. You were the baby.
Your parents.
Your parents are like,
I know your folks. I know your folks. They probably did the best they could.
Never have to teach them how to misbehave.
That's messed up.
It's true.
Mike Olson said, dude, this post just made me effing cry out in laughter. I just joined this group yesterday and was still wondering what the uncensored meant. I love it. They just ruined some poor dude's life.
I know. I actually...
He's going to feel really bad if that dude shows up on the news.
They probably won't.
Oh, God. I think they're worse than us. That's bad. Travis has no feelings whatsoever.
I don't, but I don't want to make people feel like, I don't like making people feel like if
the difference here, and I just not to cut you off, is that guy said there's a bunch of whiny bitches in there. He didn't attack anybody personally.
Very true.
These people are all turning around and attacking him, you know, personally, and it just, you know, maybe his comment was kind of dumb. But still, I just think that the sentence isn't justifying the crime here.
Yeah, it's hard. It's real hard. I mean, I don't know. It's so funny because now I'm getting to that age where I'm like social media and old people that don't know how to turn off their cell phone's ringer are probably two of the worst things that have ever happened.
I really wish that there'd be like a custom ringtone that just says, hey, everybody, I'm important.
All right.
Okay. So we got a few people that have asked to join the support group.
Nice.
Which is weird. People still want to come hang out with us.
get in there. We're having fun.
Like I've said numerous times, the only way you get into the support group is you must answer the question. The question is very simple. Who is your favorite host?
That's
we
right.
know it really does not matter, but we absolutely love talking about this and having fun with it.
And also, I want to say this. The support group is fun. People have a lot of fun getting in there. We amp it up. Okay? But, you know, it's also fun. My wife is going to kill me victims page. It's getting more and more fun. People are getting a little bit more talkative in there. We're having some things going on there. And the only way you get into that one
is open your wallet.
is open your wallet, join Patreon.
I feel like the Patreon content is just getting better.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think we are going to make the effort to make it better.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
look at how I'm educating everybody on wrestling. People are getting an education.
They are.
These people that think that they know wrestling are learning. Maybe I didn't know as much as I thought because Steve's really laying down truth bombs.
He's dropping bombs.
It is really weird to videotape an original joke without a crowd.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you just did that. You dropped your original joke. Yeah.
It's a weird thing to do a joke and then have no response.
Well, dude, and you know what? Your delivery was different because it almost was like you were going fast. Like, I had to watch that a couple times. I mean, I've heard the joke.
Right.
You know, but I had to watch it a couple times because you were just going through so fast through it because you didn't have the audience.
Right. I'm not looking at people and catching. Yeah. It's definitely different.
It was different. But that's the fun thing about it is that's the kind of stuff we're going to do on there. You want to hear Pete's jokes? You know, that's on that Patreon page. You want to hear Steve's wrestling thoughts? It's on there, unfortunately. You want to maybe catch a nipple slip, you know?
I totally love how on the support group, it was like, hey, where can I watch this? Which was an invitation for everybody's opinion. I didn't fucking ask, and I don't care.
No, that thread got out of control.
Yeah, I don't care one fucking iota, because I'm not going to watch it. Pearson wanted to know if I wanted to watch SmackDown.
That was so good.
And I'm asked that. I'm like, hey, thank you everybody for wasting my time.
I want to thank you for making that thread because we went off topic and talked about so much fun stuff. And I love that.
Was that where the Jake the Snake stuff came in?
You're useless. You're useless.
I don't know.
You're useless.
There might be three wrestling threads going on right now.
So, you know, bringing producer Cody in on this, you know, it has been kind of fun because he's had some fresh ideas. He's obviously going to make quality 10 times better.
Right.
He is a smart dude.
And he's a stud. And he's pretty.
Yeah, even if he works at a vape shop, okay?
Fucking Tim Sawyer.
So, Cody, you got anything you want to throw out to Tim right now, or
who's Tim?
Perfect.
So, it's fun. It's bringing like this fresh thing. But what happens is I go, hey, Cody, listen. These are the four Facebook groups you got to get in. This is also the Patreon group. We need you to get in that and monitor some stuff because we don't even know people's names. We need this and this. And he's like, how many freaking groups do you guys have?
Too many.
Too many. All right. So anyways, we're back to the support group.
Yes, the support group. We want you. Come join us. Okay. Daniel Daraskavavich. Daraskavich.
Sure.
Ding dong. Guy knows what he's talking about.
Susanna Browning.
Oh, this is a girl's pride for me.
Why do I feel like she's already... Why do I feel like we already have a Susanna Browning?
I think Susanna joined
and then left because of Steve. And then I was back.
No. Women love me.
She said Travis.
Yeah, I figured you kiss her ass so much.
Is that an extra one, though? Did she already vote for Travis?
Probably.
There's really no way to know. Honestly, that's your mother-in-law. That's her fake name, so she can see what you're doing.
So she can spy on me.
We got to get his mother-in-law in the support group.
We got to get his mother-in-law on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Hell no. Dan Florida. Florida.
Florida?
Dan Florida.
He's a Florida. He said Travis.
What the hell? Why is Travis so popular? For the guy that does nothing.
The least amount of anything.
Yeah. I mean, at least I put bad content on the show. At least I'm putting content.
Right. I have an
opinion. Like the president.
I have an opinion.
He gets all the votes, but you're Congress, I'm the Senate. Like, we're actually getting shit done.
I have an opinion, but I'm not going to divulge it because then you guys will hold it against me for the rest of the time. And we've talked about it before, so. Harley Locapa. Locapa. Harley's been in and out of us. He's been one of those listeners that he hasn't really been in and out of us, but he's...
This is different than Harley and Michaela.
Yes, this is different. But I've been seeing Harley for a long time. Name your favorite host. And he said, it's always an even race until one of you takes your shirt off.
Uh-oh.
Then you know who my favorite is.
Yeah. That's going to be Peter Steve, the guy that doesn't have his shirt off.
Jesus. This is getting sad.
Yeah. Phil Drip Montoya.
That's not real.
I don't know. Travis. Boom.
Wow.
Let me see that.
Boom.
Travis is reaching out to these people to bring them into this group.
Well, listen.
Cody, listen. Why are you going that way, dude?
We've talked about this.
Something's up.
Well, they asked to get in. He did. They don't know a host. He denies them, and then he sends them a message. Says, you got to pick a host. They're getting the message from a guy named Travis.
No, so this is how Travis does
things.
That's
how that's happening?
Yeah.
Oh, you are a dirty piece of
we've
shit.
Known,
that,
we've
that's
known
not
that.
My fault.
We need to change the question.
So Travis is sitting at the house, and he ain't got shit else to do, and he's watching The Princess Bride, and he's got a leaky faucet, and he's like, all right, I need to create a new profile. Phil Drip. Phil Drip. Phil Drip Montoya.
He's watching
you killed my
Scarface.
Father. Send.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what I mean? He's going to be like, next is going to be Larry. Larry Couch. Larry Couchman. Larry Couchman, welcome to the support group.
So in the beginning, when you used to never get votes, did you used to respond?
I've always reached out. If they don't answer, I hate just denying people. So I always send them a message and I say, hey, Travis from My Wife is Gonna Kill Me.
Travis, one of the hosts.
With a capital T.
From My Wife is Gonna Kill Me.
Heart.
Underscore. Bold.
Winky
italic.
Face. And fist bump emoji.
At the end, I throw in the, what's the big purple cucumber?
Eggplant.
With little squirts of water coming out.
And a peach.
And a peach.
Oh.
You, God.
I thought that was just fruit. Why is that?
So when the East Coast guys have been sending you all those emojis, you thought they were just telling you
they
eat
like
some
fruit.
More.
Yeah, I just care about my health.
When Emily was sending you the what is it called?
The problem is he was like, oh, look at these guys. That's an eggplant with water. Like, they must have a problem with their fruit out there. They're reminding me to always, like how Bob Barker
stay hydrated.
Remind you to spay and neuter your cats and dogs. The East Coast guys always remind you to wash your fruit before you eat it.
Stay hydrated, Steven. Nah. All right, that's it.
Scroll back and look at all that. Oh.
And for you people that have been tagging me and stuff, I really appreciate it. It's just we only got so much time. So thank you very much.
Thanks, UBS guy.
All right. I think.
I'm excited.
I think Kyle should go first.
I think Kyle should go first, too. He's the guest.
Okay. He's the guest, and he's claiming that he's got some good stuff
I've
just
got
out
stuff
today.
Stuff that came out today and stuff that came out last week. They're all Marvel Legends retro. I actually grabbed two of these on my way up today.
Oh, man, I hope there's a Spider-Man. I've been hankering for one of those.
There is a Spider-Man.
Of course there
Negative is. Zone Spider-Man.
Negative Zone Spider-Man.
Yep, it's Black and White Spider-Man.
And
Black and White Spider-Man.
This came out, I think, last week or maybe on Friday. That's the Black Cat.
Don't like it?
Nope. Where's the fucking cleavage?
Where's the boobies?
That's actually better than the last one they released.
Yeah, much better. So just to give you guys an example, we're talking, Cody once again hooked us up with
Blup.
The Toy Cam. So if you're watching this on YouTube now, you are going to be able to see these images. Are these toys close up? Cody's like, I was kind of waiting for you guys to get to this. It seems like it's taking forever. I really want to get the F out of here, but someone needs to push this button. Yep. So we got our Black Cat. And I hate to say it, but the fact that Hasbro is starting to shrink
boobs,
I absolutely hate
it.
I like these figures looking like what they were drawn.
Yeah.
That's what I like. And
now, I got to tell you, this one, though, I think is still pretty stacked. I mean, she's not Marvel Legends from 2015.
You know, it's still,
Black Cat.
It still is a beautiful figure.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with you.
She's a little bit thick around the middle for Steven.
Yeah, does she have a nice waist indent, though?
Too much curve, though.
She's got an hourglass.
I also have Gambit.
Oh, well, what do we have here, Mr. Scalper?
I only bought one.
I don't believe you.
Well, it's
today.
True.
You only bought one today.
I did. But I ordered. I pre-ordered one.
Why is Gambit like a hard one to get?
No, they just came out today. They just came out today. Mm. I mean, they already did a Gambit, of course.
Yeah.
So this is them just redoing it, but they
different
did
paint apps, I'm sure.
He looks I would say he's more like cartoon.
Yeah, I would definitely say that's more cartoon.
Ish Gambit would be my opinion on that.
And then I also have the Rogue.
The Rogue, which they did a much better job with her face. The original pictures they showed of her, her face was just so-so. They upped it. This is a beautiful figure.
Black Cat has bigger tubes than that last
one.
No,
she does.
But
yeah.
Still.
It's just they took away the cleavage aspect of it.
This is a beautiful figure.
That Rogue is absolutely stunning,
Rogue.
Isn't it?
I love the hand with the glove in it.
I think the face
that's
apps
pretty cool.
That's fun.
With the face apps on Rogue and Black Cat really did a nice job with
the paint. They're beautiful. And that prototype that they showed originally, I was like, it's not a pretty figure. And then, of course, that was a prototype, and they upped it and fixed it. And her face in this figure is beautiful.
Have they always had the purple highlights on her eyes?
I think that's probably new.
That's probably new?
Yeah.
I think that's what really... That really stands out. This is my second favorite Black Cat of all the ones they've released.
Let's be honest. It's time that Hasbro started upping the game on their figures. Like, you can't have Mythic Legions coming out for $35, $30 that are...
Yeah,
so
gazillion
much,
paint apps.
Yeah, gazillion, and you're just going to constantly put out these $3 paint jobs that you're going to charge people $20 for. It's very frustrating. That's a beautiful figure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Peter? A back of the toilet figure.
Does it do it for you?
I can't see past my hate for you right now. So,
wow.
What do you do? You fart?
I fucking shit again. They're not farts. It's just open access to the inner canal of his butthole.
That better not be the case, because I don't have underwear on.
Ugh.
Yeah, fucking unfiltered. Why not?
That's all for me.
Nice, Kyle. Some good stuff there,
buddy. I have 30 more items in my car, but we don't have enough time for that.
Not with little Stevie having something
God.
He's going to want to break down.
Are you out of your fucking mind? Oh, Lord in heaven.
Oh, I think Cody might even get a little chub on this one.
That is ridiculous.
Liam Neeson from Taken?
Liam Neeson from Taken.
I have a particular set of skills.
No, it's Liam Neeson from Excalibur.
From Taken 2? Taken 3? What's the first one? His daughter. Second one's his wife. Third one's his fucking dog.
It was very weird going back and watching Excalibur the other day. I wanted to show it to Heidi to show her what
nice.
A real Excalibur looks like. You know what the real. And there's Liam Nielsen and Sean Patrick or Sean.
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah. Dude, that is beautiful.
Young.
Now, I'm not gonna have him pose cool and everything, but maybe we can just kind of get the idea of the.
So funny. I don't know if you heard it,
toy.
Kyle, because I know you're not a avid listener.
What? That is bullshit.
But
bullshit.
But Steve just said he's gonna get out of Hot Toys.
Yeah, that's a sideshow. He's got out of Hot Toys. That's a sideshow.
No, this is a Hot Toy.
He don't buy no sideshow. He don't buy no.
I have
cheap
the sideshow
stuff.
Version of this figure.
Yeah.
And this is markedly better.
Why isn't his hair real?
I don't know.
You paid that much money and you don't even get real hair?
There's wires in those clothes, though. That's the big thing. Good figure. Got the light up arm. I mean, I really like, I haven't, you can change his arm so his lightsaber will light up.
It's got the wave,
motion.
Got
the poncho here.
It's important. Weather's crazy on Tatooine.
Back up a little bit.
It is.
Yeah, all right.
Storm's coming, Annie.
What was
I
that?
I can't believe your obsession with
was
these...
that a Jar Jar Binks impersonation? What the fuck was that?
No,
I can't
it's
believe
the old lady.
Pod racing.
It's and Mos Espa.
Too.
I can't believe your obsession with these dolls.
I can't either.
At the stand?
Yeah.
I can't believe you're still allowed to buy this shit with the way you treat your wife.
I treat her with the utmost respect.
I got a fucking
love.
Phone conversation that I so want to read to you guys, but I can't.
Between Steven...
No, it's not. Steve's not included. Do you?
Yeah, she's probably looking for a Christmas gift, so she's been texting you. Because she's getting pissed at me. She comes up to me, she's like, what is your problem? How come you just can't like something for $40? Why is everything you like gotta be so expensive? You're the hardest guy to buy for. And I'm like, she comes to me and says, you have to promise me that from now till Christmas, you will not buy a single toy. And I'm like, I can't make that promise.
You're like, that's not happening.
I don't know. I don't even know.
I don't even know what I ordered.
Yeah.
Courtney, I'm so sorry. You are too that's good great. For him.
Dude, it was like, it's this hilarious conversation that after Christmas, we're going to read it on the podcast and we're each going to do a voice. We'll pick a person.
She's so nice and so beautiful, and Steve is just a squatty piece of shit.
She's so wonderful. She's trying so hard.
Steven is the Steven is a human poop emoji.
All right. Has she just asked for Hamilton stuff for Christmas?
Courtney?
Yeah.
No, Claire would.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Claire.
Oh.
I don't know what we're...
Peter.
Her
yeah.
For Christmas. But, hey, we look. I just want to point out that isn't that the midichlorian counter?
Everybody
that's
is.
That's the.
Everybody's made it abundantly clear they don't want to hear.
That's what he talks to Obi Wan.
Is it so, okay? Yeah.
That's his communicator.
I honestly
yeah.
give zero shits.
Everybody's made it clear that they don't care about your things that you personally really enjoy.
Yeah. So I'm like, and I don't care either.
Little hologram of Yoda and a
bunch of assholes.
That's pretty cool, man.
Because that doesn't even hurt my feelings.
Beautiful.
Saves me having to carry it around.
So I
how do they not fucking call that doctrinal?
Doctrinal.
You know what I mean? That's right. It feels like a missed opportunity.
That's pretty cool.
I've been buying I would say limited stuff as of late. With that said, I bought 3 Marvel Legends yesterday, but they were ones to just replace ones that I had traded away. Wild Child, Sunfire, and Kang. But Mezco has been, I've been buying some Mezco stuff, and there's a lot of reasons I'm buying it. The primary reason being, it's really freaking cool. 2 being the value aspect of it. I just have been looking at it as somewhat of an investment, as well as they're cool, and if I get stuck with them, guess what? No big deal.
They're cool.
So this is the Doc Nocturnal Phantom Knights official membership kit. Okay,
yeah,
and this is what Mezco does.
What was the retail on that?
He has no idea. So why you would even ask?
I'm sorry.
Somewhere between $5,000 and $1,000.
Somewhere between that.
Well, $50 and $500 probably.
I'll be honest, I don't know. But this is the kind of stuff that Mezco does.
Condoms.
They condoms.
Put it. It's like this little it's this little figure, and it's so then you would put this with your figure, and then you send them a picture. They do a fun little game with it to try and get you to.
You have to open that though.
Yes, and here's an example of actually, if you want to see this Mezco Monday, show us your Mezit. So like you see how they
Mezitzi?
Mezitzi? Yeah, maybe that. I don't know, but it's
Mezits.
It's Gomez with, you know, they do these little fun things, and then that's how they get people to post social media.
I wouldn't open that though.
I know that's the hard part.
I wouldn't open it. They need to send you 2.
Real Mezco, fun little little sticker thing that comes.
Hey, just so everybody knows, this is a loot crate.
Yeah,
it's like a
that everybody hated. This is a loot crate.
This is not. I'm getting there.
Oh. No, this is just a loot crate that goes with a figure.
Check out this. This is so fun.
Is that a ring?
Is that a ring or a tooth? What is that?
It is a ring.
It looks like a jewelry box.
It's
and
a jewelry
got a
box.
Giant ring in there.
Jesus.
With a giant Doc Nocturnal ring in it.
Wow.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Every time he farts, I just want to fucking...
That'll fit on the end of my pinky.
You could probably put that on your penis.
It's like legit. I mean, it's
a
metal.
Ring.
It's
got some weight to it. It's a real ring.
Well, I didn't mean like a legit it's a ring. I meant legit like it's actually metal. Like,
yeah, it's a real ring.
Man, this thing's legit. Yeah, it's a ring.
I wonder if you could bend it to fit.
Probably.
That's why it has a gap, I'm assuming. It's adjustable.
Probably.
Yeah, but does it widen?
Steve, you don't even wear a wedding ring. Why would you want to wear that ring?
Do you wear a wedding ring?
I don't wear a wedding ring either.
Have you ever?
Yes. It was just till recently when we decided that we might go our own ways that we stopped wearing them.
Really?
I mean, I just wear them. I don't wear them. Heidi wears hers.
I don't wear mine anymore because it just gets paint and chemicals all over it. So
women wear them.
I get more ass than all 3 of you combined. I wear a wedding ring. Just
you know.
My finger was getting hot coming from the guy who hasn't got any ass in like 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Well, Music Park will open back up on Monday. So.
Ooh, yeah. That's why you haven't left your house.
Yeah.
And now to the final piece, and the piece that I think really is going to make Steve understand why.
But not the figure, because it's just a loot crate.
It looks awful small.
Pull the figure.
There's no figure in that box?
Dude, you've noticed that Mezco's boxes have getting smaller and smaller.
But that doesn't look like a
There's
figure.
There's no figure in that box.
That looks like a figure can't even fit in it.
Dude, but they know how to do this now. They're getting it
just
all the way.
Just open it up and be fucking done with
all
it.
All the way down to.
What the fuck is this?
This is your extra add-ons for your Doc Nocturnal.
Oh, so you have to have a figure? This is like an accessory package.
This is an accessory pack.
Oh, 8 minutes ago, didn't I say it's a loot crate?
It's an accessory pack.
This is lame.
In Kyle's face.
How much? I need to know how much it was now.
He doesn't know.
I know, but.
But how fun is that? Look at those crosses. Those, like, little for vampire. Kyle's looking at them.
No.
If that was $20, it's cool.
Yeah.
There's no way it was $20.
If that was $20.
But you saw that head in there, too. A head.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah. It'd be great if it was attached to a fucking body.
Well, I don't know. That ring's pretty sweet.
I mean, so that's $20. Do you even have the Doc Nocturnal figure?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. You got some issues.
I take my Mezco boxes and I put them all in a pile. And it's all Mezco boxes. I don't know if I actually got through on the order. Because, like, Mezco, you know, that's what they do is, boom, it's up for order.
It's gone.
Then you get on a waiting list that you pay to be on the waiting list.
Of
like
course.
You're,
Why
you're
not?
Like, you know, whatever, to save your spot, you know. And then if it goes to that waiting list because people didn't make purchases.
Tell me
or
the money that you put down for the waiting list comes off of the price of the figure.
I'm going to guess yes.
I'm sorry, Pete. I keep asking questions. I apologize. I should know better.
Oh, my God.
I will try not to make that mistake again.
But I'm thinking what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring the Doc Nocturnal figure in if I own it. And for a Patreon episode, we are going to talk about some Mezcos. We're doing it.
All right.
Yeah, because that's what everybody wants to hear. That's what I want to do is come in and fucking talk about Bluto.
When you see it, you might.
I only own one, and it's the old man Logan. That's it. That's the only one I own. Because I missed Popeye and Michael Keaton Batman.
You know, Pete owns a few of them. One of the ones he owns is, like, big money now. I think Daredevil's gotten expensive. But,
like Punisher expensive?
That Daredevil?
Probably not that one. I think that Daredevil's gotten pricey. Hmm. Which, it seems like that doesn't happen a lot where the...
The Netflix version? Because that's what he's got, I think.
Oh. I thought he had the regular version.
No, that was... He does.
Oh, okay. I think it might be the regular version. But then again, I'm not really positive because I haven't looked at prices in a long time. All right.
Before we move on, I just got a text that David Prowse, the actor who played Inside...
This is old news. Jesus. Yep.
Oh, sorry.
Yep.
It's not that old. It's today, so go ahead.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, but he's not my Vader, so...
Dave Prowse isn't your Vader?
No.
Who is?
James Earl Jones.
Okay.
Bye, Dave. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you for being a giant of a man.
Thanks for getting Lucas mad at you because you spoiled Empire.
How about we just thank him and now he's dead and he can go on? We're done.
Yeah.
Getting banned.
Who's the guy in the Mandalorian suit right now?
John Wayne's grandson. Don't know his name.
His last name's Wayne.
that would make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Pedro's not in there.
No.
Pedro's mad.
Did you say he's mad?
Yeah.
Is he really mad?
I think he's upset. I'm not saying he's not coming back, but I think he's upset. He's upset because, and this is what I've heard, and I don't know if Kyle's heard anything about this.
I think this stuff is all garbage.
I don't know.
Was he ever in the suit?
He's in the suit sometimes.
Yeah. Some,
yeah. Like when they had to take his helmet off.
Well, obvious.
But he's not.
That was him being.
He's upset because
could your dad be any more disappointed in you?
He was told that
you're about as useful as your dad's missing leg.
Let's move on.
He was told.
He was told that no Mandalorians would be removing their masks, and now everybody's removing their mask.
Oh, come on. Like, he's really that mad about that.
Yeah, because no one gives a shit about him. Yeah. They're all like, oh, Gina Carano.
No.
Great. Great character. Strong and brave.
No.
She's
Apollo Creed. Apollo Creed.
Steve, you're getting this from your women hate and
no.
YouTubes.
No, it's not nothing to do with women.
This isn't any
real
news.
It has to do
news.
With the guys, too.
But it's not real news.
But, Steve, this, if anything, that should make him happy.
Why?
He don't even have to be there.
Because no.
He's getting no credit. He's getting overshadowed by all these characters.
He always interrupts me. I'm just trying to talk.
Go ahead, Pete.
I was just testing to see if you were going to interrupt me. They're introducing a way for him to find out that it's not the way, is maybe not the way of the true Mandalorian. So they're going to give him the opportunity to be able to have his helmet off, to have his face be seen, which would make him happy, correct?
I agree.
And then everybody's going to say, look, they did that because he was mad.
He chose a fit.
Yeah.
Or they had to do it faster than they wanted to.
All
Who
I
knows?
Know is
I don't
she's
know.
Hot. And I can't think of her name off the top of my head.
Gina Carano.
No. Talking about Rosario Dawson.
Rosario Dawson.
Yes, I'm talking about her. No, I'm talking about the female Mandalorian
that took
her helmet off.
Oh, Coco Bane.
Katie.
Yeah.
Katie Sackhoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was on. Did you guys watch Longmire?
She was on Longmire. She played Starbuck in Battlestar Galactica.
Coco Bango?
Wasn't she? She did the voice of Bo-Katan.
I thought she did.
Coco Cabana. Yeah.
Are we going to talk about the latest Mandalorian?
I haven't seen it, so if you want to ruin it for me.
You haven't watched it yet?
And all the people,
he hasn't watched it
And
yet.
All the people that haven't watched it. I mean,
okay. We won't talk about that.
I mean, I think we got to save that. We got to do a Mando special or something. Or we could just talk about it right now. I'm good, too.
We can talk about it.
It's already been spoiled, so.
We can just
Cody, have you seen it?
I have not seen the newest one yet.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, we can't upset.
All right.
Cody.
Then let's do Pete's Top 10.
Actually, right. Either Pete's Top 10 or Kyle might have a segment.
Oh, yeah, Kyle.
Either way.
I have a looks like. It's been a while since I've done one.
Old man Kyle's looks like. We need to get some music. It could be like banjos playing or something.
Okay, and in no particular order, Emil Vickman looks like a middle finger.
He kind of does.
Producer Cody looks like the tennis pro at your local country club who's currently dating three wealthy socialites over the age of 70.
Get that PS5, Cody.
How do you think he got it already?
He's like, I've got three.
I can see Cody in some white shorts and tennis.
With a headband.
Yeah.
Swooning.
Shit, Cody's dick's so magical, he's already got a PS6.
Bob Rieger looks like every single astronaut from the 1960s.
He does. He's got a 1960s look.
Does.
How do you do that? That's awesome.
You could put him in. You could put him in clothes from the 40s through the 2000s.
No,
and
that
he would
guy's
look appropriate. 60s.
Robert Cookie Cook looks like the driver of the tractor you've been trying to pass for the last 5 miles.
He keeps giving slap. You the outfit, you know.
He keeps giving you the go around.
And you're like, you're taking up the whole road.
And it smells like manure. But it's not the tractor, it's his beard.
Oh. Travis Bowles looks like your friend you catch sniffing his fingers right after he scratches his nuts.
The other day he sniffed my fingers after I scratched my nuts.
Oh, let's see here. Pete McCarthy looks like the smart-ass husband who answers his wife's question of, where's the remote with, if it was in your ass, you'd know.
I do that. Piper Sue the other day, I asked where someone was, she goes, in your butt.
Your daughter said that?
It's my 5-year-old. It's up your butt.
Did you start laughing or did you get mad?
I did, I totally lost it. And I was like, I gotta fucking pull it in.
Corn Boy looks like he's not surprised to find a half-eaten burrito in his pocket.
It's still good. It's still good.
Oh, let's see. Steve Bisciotti
Looks like the guy at a party who glances around the room before he leans to you at and whispers, two black guys walk into a bar.
Always look around the room. Gotta know your audience.
Man, the other day I was at Target and I saw this black guy. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, Carl Miller looks like he eats his hamburger with a knife and fork.
He does.
He absolutely does. He doesn't want to spear his lip balm.
And let me see if I've got any more. I think I've got one more here. Travis Cornboy. Scott Wiles looks like the lead elf in Santa's Workshop who poo-poos elf in training Ben Talmadge's dream of becoming a dentist.
Herbie doesn't like to make toys.
And that is what I have for my current looks.
Well
like
done, old man Kyle.
Good
well
job,
done.
Kyle. I like it.
Yeah. All right. And we'll end the show. Pete's top 10. Yeah.
Pete's top 10.
More angry than funny. Not you. You were funny. I'm more angry than funny.
Well, that's why this is a top 10 things Call of Duty that chap your ass.
Yeah, and this is something that Kyle and I do quite a bit. We play quite a bit with Derek Ayers, and we play quite a bit with... I'm kidding. Christine doesn't let Eric play. But all right, so...
And anybody else who's listening that plays Call of Duty, you might...
You'll understand. And if you are currently enjoying Warzone, you need to go to COD Warzone Memes, the Facebook page. Absolutely epic. Some of the best, funniest memes that you'll ever see. Number one, in this really no particular order, jumpers. These motherfuckers, they jump around all different directions. They shoot you.
They shoot at you while they're jumping. Yeah. And you can't hit them while you're standing.
Like they have 12 fingers. It's not fair. Yeah. So, what Kyle and I like to call whole clip deaths. Yeah. Exactly. I fired an entire clip at their chest and they somehow still killed me.
With a knife.
Not fair.
One shot.
Yeah, with a
knife.
Yeah, with a fucking with a katana fucking sword or what do they call those sticks?
I can't remember. Jumbly sticks?
Yeah,
I don't know. And Derek just loses his shit every time he pulls those things out.
Number three, random jumpers. Bitch, I fucking marked a location. Why are you jumping somewhere else? You can look and you can see that there's three of us. Two of us have the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me clan tag. We're obviously playing together. Why would you not jump with us?
Because I got to get my kills.
Right. Jump on fucking Superstore or jump in the fucking stadium on the hospital like a bunch of bitches. Number four, not playing objectives. Motherfucker, if you're going to leave your random rotation on, you're going to play domination or you're going to play fucking all that shit. Then play the objectives, you know, play hard point. Don't just run around and try to kill people. We're trying to win the game, man. Number five, RPGs on shipment. Man, the fucking map's the size of a postage stamp. Why are you running around with an RPG, you piece of shit? Six, no stock or sliding challenge. Hey, my daily challenge, I've got to get 50 kills while sliding. Fuck you, Call of Duty. No, running no stock. You can't fucking control the gun.
The only way you get kills that way is if you happen to drop into the five-year-olds that are playing.
Yeah.
Most of the five-year-olds will fuck you up.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then they'll try to build and still kill you because they forget they're playing, not playing Fortnite. Number seven, the character Mara not being in a porn.
Right.
Because she is smoking hot. Built like Gina Carano, only tits are bigger. You wouldn't be into it. So
that would help if her tits are bigger.
Number eight, my square button not working and crashing into the ground. Because it's never my fault. The fucking square button, my fucking chute doesn't deploy. And it makes a terrible sound as all your bones crush when you hit. So, number nine, the infamous death on reload or re-armor.
Oh, God.
You know, you fucking go in, you kill somebody, you do your thing, you want to reload, and then somebody comes in and shoots you in the goddamn face. Number 10, the ghost perk. Man the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what? If you want to battle me, Battle Royale, don't hide yourself on my mini-map. Bitches. Guys that play with snipers only and they just run around and quickscope you with a fucking 50 cal.
Yeah,
I hate that shit. Last minute losses. Where you're like, you're in first place for 8 minutes and then some asshole gets randomly lucky and hoses a team and picks up all their money because those guys didn't deposit it like a fucking good player. And last but not least,
Producer Cody never playing with us.
Ooh.
Yes. So, yes.
There you
Fuck
go.
Fuck you, Cody.
Fuck you.
I'm just glad you're here because I didn't make the list.
Hey. Hey, Pete, man, you gotta get Cold War? We're all playing Cold War. Motherfucker, I've been playing Warzone for a year. None of you motherfuckers jumped in. Now you want me to spend another $60 so I can play with you?
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, we're wrapping up
200B.
The alley. We're not even on the main road anymore, are we? To 200?
We're
like in an alley.
Somebody got hungry, had to go to the bathroom.
All right, we're at Chick-fil-A on a Sunday, and it's not open, and I'm pissed. Because I'm like, oh, here we go again. Another thing that God screwed me out of.
Next stop will
chicken
be
chicken sandwich.
Next stop will be Steak and Shake. They won't have fries or tomatoes.
Oh my God! Huge thank you to producer Cody, of course. Our special guest, Old Man Kyle, hilarious as always. Thank you for bringing in all those mediocre recarded figures. Those are fucking awesome.
Also,
no, we're going to bitch about Pete's dice.
Also, thanks to the Patreons for upgraded equipment. Everybody has had a mic today. If you can't hear anybody, it's because the person talking to the mic thinks it's more important to have eye contact than put their lips up to the freaking mic. Kyle.
Now, in Cody's defense, he's not using the correct microphone because Steve's a dum-dum.
That's true, but Cody still sounds good.
Cody sounds really good. I love having him on the mic. That's a huge deal.
I think that's a big deal. He might not love it, but I think it's
It'll grow up.
I think he had fun.
I think Cody's head is, you know, he's already good looking. He's got a lot going for him. I think this mic world and getting brought into the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me circle, I think his head's going to get so fucking big.
So fucking big.
As big as yours?
No, he's got a long ways to go. And the reason why I say that is while Cody is a very good looking, smart dude, intelligent, even though he's working at a vape shop. I've had years to perfect this big headed, not a lot of stuff thing. It's gonna take him time to catch up to me.
Gotcha.
For your host, Stephen Machado, coach, Travis Bullseye, and Pete McCarthy. And until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle. Thank you.